Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Ask in Faith prayer conference call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hell. We're excited to continue our inspiration theme for the year. Who is he? What is he to you? We've journeyed through the names of God and Jesus, and now we're diving into the fourth week of exploring the names, title, and symbols of the Holy Spirit. This week, we pray and reflect on the name Comforter. This morning allows us to deepen our understanding and connection in prayer. About the Comforter, the Holy Spirit is our strength and comfort. We are to turn to Him when we are in trouble and when we are weak, being assured that He intercedes with and for us. The Greek word, often translated advocate, helper, or comforter, is parakletos, meaning one called alongside to help. The Holy Spirit is seen as a source of comfort and assistance to believers. In times of trouble or need, the Holy Spirit is believed to come alongside believers to provide guidance, strength, and support. I have two supporting scriptures for this morning, both coming from the New Revised Standard Version. John 14:16 says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to be with you forever." And John 14:26 says, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Let us go to the triune God in prayer. Father God, we are so grateful this morning. We're just so thankful for your love, your grace, and the mercy that you bestow upon us. Father God, you are the one and only God. You are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for leaving us with the Comforter. You left the Comforter in your place, Father God, until you come again. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful for the provisions that you provide to us, Lord God. You provide us with health and a sound mind, Father God. You provide us with our homes, food on our tables, jobs to go to, Father God, family and friends. And for those provisions that we may not have at this time, Lord God, we are still trusting in you, for we know that through all things it is possible in believing in you, Father God. So, Father God, for those of us who may not have that job or the job that we're wanting to have, Father God, we're believing in you, Father God. We're believing in you that our family and friends will provide the comfort that we need, Father God, along our way, Lord God. We are so grateful for the support groups that we have, Lord God, whether it's our church family, our neighbors, just friends that we see going back and forth as we travel throughout the day, Lord God. Father God, let us be able to be the comfort to someone else this morning. Let us be able to give a smile, Father God. Say a kind word, Lord God. Say something that will lift up a person whose spirit that may not be in a good place right now, Father God. Father God, for we know that you are our comforter, Father God. You see us. You know everything that we're going through today, Lord God. But our hope is in you, Lord God. For we know that everything comes and goes from you, Father God. You are the creator of heaven and earth, Father God. It could not have been anyone else, Father God. So we believe in you, Father God. But we know that on this, our journey here on this side of the earth is not the end, Lord God. But, Father God, we will continue to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, Father God. Give us a heart of caring. Give us a heart of concern, Father God. Give us a heart of doing and helping, Lord God, so that we do not forget those who are less fortunate than we are, Father God. That we are able to show your mercy to others, Father God, to show your grace to others, Father God, just as you show us each and every day, Father God. Let us be able to help those who are in need, Father God. Let us be able to show our light through you, Father God, for you shine through us. Let us be a beacon of light. Let us be able to represent you, Father God, in this land, Lord God. Father God, we just pray. We just pray, Father God. We pray for this world, Father God. There is just so much distraction going on, so much darkness, Lord God. So we look to you, Father God. We look to you for our help, Father God. We look to the hills. Well, that's where our help comes from, Father God. Then we're believing in that, Lord God. We're believing that this world today, Father God, will not be like this forever, Father God. We're believing in your power to correct, Father God. We believe in your power, Father God, to strike down everything and anything that is not in your name, Father God, that does not give you glory, Father God. So we do not lose hope, Lord God. Even in this stressful environment, Father God, we do not lose hope because we know, Father God, that you are in control, Lord God. Father God, we know that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we need not look to anyone or anything else, Father. Father God, you go before us, you are with us, and you go after us, Father God. You are covering and protecting us, Father God. So we just ask, Father God, as you cover and protect us, that you give us the strength, Father God. You give us the fortitude, Father God, to do what we need to do in your name, Father God. Father God, you are our peace, Lord God. And we know that your righteousness is here forever. So that's what we stand on, Lord God. We know what it is to be kind, Father God. We know what it means to be loving, Father God. We know what it means to forgive those who may have offended us, Lord God. And Father God, we just know that you will continue to comfort us even in our grieving, Father, in our distress, Father God. So we lift up all on this call, all who have suffered loss in the family, loss of a loved one, Father God. We are praying for the Stewart family, Lord God, because they have lost one of their family elders, Aunt Valerie Stewart, Father God. So, Father God, we know that you will give the Stewart family comfort, Father God, on this day. We know that you will give them the strength to make it through this challenging time, Father God. And we ask that you can touch their hearts and remind them that, yes, Lord, you are God. And, yes, Lord, you will continue to provide them with everything that they need, Lord God. So, Father God, let the kind words come, Father God. Let those who are able to just sit there and grieve with the Stewart family, Lord God. But, Father God, let them not forget who you are, Lord God. For you are the everlasting God. And we know that all things are done for your goodness, Lord God. So, Father God, we pray for the Stewart family and the loss of their Aunt Valerie. And we pray for all families who are in the grieving period of their lives, Father God. We pray for Sheila and her family, Lord God. We just pray for all that are in the midst of loss, Lord God. And we're also praying for for our sisters, Father God, for sisters Shakia Alexander, who is mourning the loss of her youngest son, Lord God. Father God, just have mercy. Have mercy. It is very difficult. No parent wants to be in the position of burying one of their children before themselves, Lord God. So we just pray that you find that you provide Shakia the strength that she needs. Give her the comfort, Father God. You know, lift up that standard of protection around her heart, Father God, and give her the opportunity just to grieve, Father God, knowing that her son is in your arms, Father God. Her son is in the best place that he can be, Father God. Her son is in the place that we all pray to be in at one time, Father God. So we lift up Shakia Alexander and her family, Father God. We're also praying for Sister Rhonda Mobley, who is hospitalized at this moment, Lord God. Father God, you know what she needs, Father God. We're just asking that all of the health care providers, Father God, are able to give her the loving care that she needs, Father God, the excellent care, everything that she needs, Father God. Let the doctors be able to know what's going through her body, Father God, and correct the course, Father God. Put her on a course of healing, Father God. Healing, ultimate healing, Father God. But we know through all things are done through you, Father God. And we know that prayer works, Lord God. So we are just here, Father God, just remembering who you are, Lord God, and just asking that you have mercy on us, Lord God. Have mercy on this day, Lord God. Father God, help us to be beacons to others, Lord God. Let us be able to put aside our troubles and our pains, Father God, to help someone else, Lord God. For that is what you call us to do, Father God, to love others, to care for others, Lord God. Father God, at this time, we also lift up the President of the United States and his administration, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you have mercy. We ask that you have mercy, Father God. You know, Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as it ought. But the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Well, Father God, we are sighing today. We have no words. What do we say, Father? What do we pray for, Father? We ask for your mercy and we ask for your help for today's, for the United States, Lord God. For which, where are we going, Lord God? Where are we going? It feels like we are going backwards, Father God, but we know that we look to the hills from where our help cometh, because it comes from you, Father God. We know that you see all. And we know that you are in control. So, Father God, as a community on this line, we pray to you, Lord God, to have mercy. Set this world back on the right path, Father God. Father God, let us love each other, Father God. Let us not use your word, Lord God, your scripture, Father God, incorrectly, Father God. Let us be able to go to the word and know what it says, Father. Let us not take your word out of context, Lord God, because we know, Father God, that we all may do that at times. But, Father, draw us to your word, Father God. Draw us into prayer, Father God. Draw us into fasting, Father God. Draw us into just a moment where we speak to you, Father God, moment by moment, day by day, Father God. Let us pray to you, Father God, because we need help on this side right now, Lord God. Father God, we are not losing. We are not losing hope. We are not losing strength, Father God, because we believe in you. We believe in your mercy, and we know, Father God, we know that you are God Most High, and your word will not return void, Father God. So that's where we hang our hope this morning, Lord God. We hang our hope on you, Lord God, knowing that you are ever present, Lord God, and that you have not forsaken us, Father God. So, Father God, we just lift this prayer to you. We lift this prayer on our knees, Father God, as a community, to say, Father God, have mercy. Hear our prayers, Father God, and show us, tell us, Father God, what can we do to be better, to make this world better, to make the United States better, Lord God. You are in control, and we will never, never forget that, Lord God. So, Father God, we give all glory and honor to you, to our Lord Christ Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit. Continue to dwell in us, Holy Spirit. Continue to comfort us, Holy Spirit. Continue to just lead us, to speak to us, Holy Spirit. We ask this all in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582. You can get all the information on our website, which is at belovedministriesny.com, for not only the callback for this prayer, but for all our events. If you have a prayer request, please send it to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. I'm going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.